How's everybody doing out there? Nice sunny Tuesday outside of our Amherst studios. Brian Mazurowski here with you for the next hour here on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a good day out there. Lots to talk about, including wings. You might have seen, if you're social media savvy or you're just kind of out and about, Alton Brown. I actually only know Alton Brown from completely... trying to think of the polite way to say this, from completely disrespecting the institution of Buffalo's wing industry. I'm not too familiar with this Food Network show. But he was, he's one of these big celebrity Food Network stars. And a couple of years ago, he basically said, hey, if you want to, he released a whole video. It's the only thing I remember him from. If you want a good buffalo wing, don't go to Buffalo, is basically the gist of the video he released. Well, he was back in town yesterday, going around to a few places to look for a good wing after, I'm sure, he was berated for, four straight years about that video. You know how defensive we get here in Buffalo. The guy was probably not able to log on to any account of his without Buffalo chiming back at him, telling him how terrible his take is. Well, he was back here yesterday, went around to a few wing spots and changed his tune a little bit, which is good to see, on Buffalo and our wings. And coming up in just about 20 minutes, Nate Geary is going to join us. Nate, you might know him from the Bills pre- and post-game shows over on WGR. He was one of the people who was taking Alton Brown around town yesterday, trying to showcase the best of the Buffalo wing. He'll join us at about 9:30 to kind of say, how he changed his mind and what tune Alton Brown is singing right now. But there are, a lot of these things. The wing, I think, goes without saying. I think what made that so egregious a couple of years back when he released that video was not just his reach. I mean, he's, he's got millions of people watching his videos, watching his TV shows. He's got a good amount of influence. But the take itself that, if you want a good wing, don't go to Buffalo, when I think anybody would tell you the exact opposite is true, right? I mean, Buffalo does the wing better than anyone. And we're not just saying that because it's like a source of hometown pride. We're not just saying that because we like to, have that mantle. We're the home of the Buffalo wing and we have the best wings. But it's literally true. You try to go to other places and they don't know how to make a wing. It's like they're turning the fryers on, right when the order comes in, nothing's hot enough, it gets all, nothing ever seems right. To where his take was like the exact opposite of what everybody's experience is, at least if you're from Western New York. So that's why it was so crazy, and good to see you got a second chance. Nate's going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about that visit. In the meantime, you can weigh in. 803-0930, 803-0930. Send me a text on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board or give me a call at 803-0930. Are there other things that you can say for sure? Because I think the wing is one of them. And everyone's got their favorite wing place, right? But regardless, the wing is one of them. Buffalo does better than everybody else. The wing is one of them. You can argue about what your favorite wing is, who's better than who. But generally speaking, you can go to any pizza place and order wings, and it's going to be better than anything you get outside of here. I really believe that to be the case. You can have wings that you would say are so-so, mediocre, but if you stack them against anything you have from somewhere else, and not even that far away, you go down the road to Rochester, most of the places there, and their wings, they're not that good. Yeah, Syracuse, Albany, anywhere in New York, you go to Pittsburgh or, any of these neighboring cities, Any mediocre wing here in Buffalo is still going to be better than that. So the wings are one example of something I can say definitively Buffalo does better than anything else, or than anybody else. Are there other things on that list? Snow removal? I would, you know my opinion on winter driving. I might have said that once upon a time. Now I definitely wouldn't. Are there things that Buffalo does better than anyone else? Beside the wings, maybe you put pizza up there too. Hard to deny a Buffalo pizza. But I think there's got to be some things on that list, things that Buffalo does better than just about anybody else, food or otherwise. What is it? 803-0930 to let me know on that. Around the news, the stories on a Bills stadium keep coming out, especially if you follow the Investigative Post, which I take a look at so you don't have to madden yourself. Absolutely against a Bills stadium, the Investigative Post. They don't come right out and say it, but that's everything that's written there highlights the negative as opposed to the positive. But I did find the very latest post very interesting, their Monday morning read, all about the Bills stadium deal. And there's two points in here. One would be because if you're against the Bills stadium, you're typically going to say, well, there's no economic benefit. There's no benefit at all to giving money to build a stadium. You know, there's no benefit to the region to having the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. And that's kind of what this goes on and on about. Links to a whole bunch of stories that say the exact same thing. And then, of course, it points out the Buffalo News Investigative Post calling out Buffalo News. Ooh, media fight. And calling them out for their favorable coverage of the stadium deal. And Investigative Post writing, the paper's support of the deal not at all surprising. The news has staked its future in part on producing a top-flight sports section featuring wall-to-wall coverage of the Bills. Losing the Bills would damage the paper's strategy. Well, hang on a second. Wait, I thought the Bills would have no economic impact. But you mean to tell me right here that if the Bills were to leave, that a local industry would be negatively affected? Huh. Well, that seems to go against the common refrain of the team has no impact. And then elsewhere in the same exact post that was put out yesterday, they call out, as does this new ad that you've heard probably a couple times this morning if you've been with us on WBEN, the political ramifications of the deal, noting Delaware North, whose senior management team includes Governor Kathy Hochul's husband, stands to benefit from the deal if it retains concession rights in the new stadium. Now, that's a big if. We don't know what exactly is going to go on for sure. But hang on a second. Here we go yet again. Delaware North, locally headquartered company, stands to benefit from a new stadium in Now, I thought there was no economic benefit to putting money into a Bills stadium. But here we go. In the same post, you gave me two examples of local industries that are going to benefit from keeping the Bills here in Buffalo. It's almost as if the argument that there's no benefit doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't know. I'm just pointing that out. Just every time you hear that argument, and you're going to hear it a lot, this new ad campaign by the Seneca Nation, of course, pushing back over. I found it a little odd how it's pushing back. But it is, kind of hitting back at Governor Hochul, the freezing of the bank accounts, a lot of things we talked about last week. But they're focusing in on that Delaware North connection. Just a little odd to say, hey, we don't support money for a Buffalo stadium because it could help this Buffalo company. Wait a second. It's not the argument you usually hear. Anyways, that's the Bill Stadium note of the day. Negative coverage of the day on the Bill Stadium as those negotiations continue in Albany. But to that note and to what we're talking about today on our text board, 803-0930, Buffalo does football and tailgating better than anyone. I can't for sure say that to be the case. Is that the case? That we do tailgate? I have not experienced. People also rave about Green Bay. And I've never experienced the Green Bay tailgate. So I can't say for certain that Buffalo does it better than anyone. I think we do it well. I think it's awesome. But I can also see you saying that you prefer something else. I mean, if you've ever tailgated or enjoyed a warmer city, maybe you've made some of these Bills trips. Maybe you like that a little bit better than Buffalo. So I don't know if I would for certain say Buffalo does tailgating absolutely better than anyone. Chiming in, Buffalo does chicken finger subs better than anyone. I think we're like the home of the chicken finger sub. I personally prefer a chicken parm sub or a stinger. The regular chicken finger sub doesn't really do it for me. I've never been a huge fan. Any sub that relies on lettuce a lot, I could do without. I don't really need that. I put lettuce on a turkey sub. That's fine. But the chicken finger subs, that's kind of related to the wing, though, isn't it? Because if you get a chicken finger sub medium or hot or even mild, part of that is because everyone in Buffalo knows, at least has a rudimentary understanding of how to make a good wing sauce that is usually the same that they're going to toss a chicken finger in. So if you have the understanding of how to make a good hot sauce to put on chicken, of course you're going to have a good chicken finger. That relates to the buffalo wing thing. We do wings better than anybody. And you could say that with a fact, and then anything related to the wings goes along with it. And that would include the chicken finger sub. Fish fry better than anybody? Again, that's not one I can speak personally to. Have you gone out? I would think that other cities around here that, like your Pittsburgh, Cleveland area, I would think that they do a similar fish fry tradition that we do in Buffalo. Now, I can't say if it's better or not, but I would think that they've got the similar setup before I just go full-throated and say Buffalo does it better than anybody. So I don't know if that's a guarantee. We'll go to the phones, 803-0930. Jim, you're on WBEN. Jim, do you think Buffalo does tailgating better than anybody?
Well, yeah. If you like tailgating, but to what degree? That's the big problem. Does it get to the point where you don't even want to take your kids there because the guys are puking in the parking lot and just making a mess of everything, and they're swearing, and it's just...
Jim, you bring up an excellent point. I was thinking about this too, and thanks for the call. That is something that has to be... If you're going to say, all right, undisputed... Across the board, Buffalo does this better than anybody. I think you can put wings there. Tailgating, tastes are a little bit different. So you can say that Buffalo has the rowdiest party. But I don't think undisputed best tailgate, you can necessarily say the same. When I was down in New Orleans, they had a great tailgate scene. I mean, a lot of it was us, to be honest. But it's fun. You can get rowdy on Bourbon Street and walk to the stadium, or you can have a little bit more of a low-key time if that's your thing. And there's a little bit of variety. I don't know if there's the same variety here, and you got the weather to go along with it. So I don't know if I'd say Buffalo tailgates better than anybody. I think that is disputed a little bit. Dan, what does Buffalo do better than anybody else, undisputed?
Well, undisputed, they do wings and pizza.
I like that you put the pizza in there, Dan. It is disputed, but I would agree with you 100%.
I'm up. What I told your guy when I called, I said Costa's on Hurdle used to do wings, and I used to get wings from them, and they cut the wings out of their, you know, they cut them out. They don't make them anymore. And I'm like, what the heck? They're so very good.
Yeah, but Dan, the good thing is you live in Buffalo, so you can go anywhere else and pretty much get a good wing just about anywhere.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. But they're right around the corner from me. But other than that, you made a comment about the...
good point on the pizza, Dan. Appreciate the call. I love Buffalo pizza more than any other form. But I won't go as far as to say Buffalo's the undisputed pizza king, that we do it better than anyone else, because there's a lot of merit to the New York-style pizza. I like it a lot. I don't like the Chicago stuff. That's not pizza. If you don't even have the option to pick it up with your hand, that shouldn't count. But I think it's the cup and char pepperoni that makes it. It's the perfect amount of pizza dough. Not too thin, not too thick, it's just right. But at the same time, I could say people saying, oh, no, I think New York is better. I could see people saying I like Detroit better. Detroit, the pan pizza with all the grease and the crispiness and the crust, there's something to that. I like that a lot. So I don't know if it's the undisputed pizza. It's my pizza king. Buffalo is. But I don't know if it's undisputed that I can go around saying for a fact, no mistaking, Buffalo does it better than anyone. Your comments on the text line, a lot of them I agree with. A lot of them might be up for debate. Someone says hot dogs better than anyone. I think that's up for debate. As much as I love a hot dog here in Buffalo, sometimes about 50% of the year, honestly, I say give me a Zwaggles out of Rochester. I like them just as much. And they're two completely different, so I can't say Buffalo's the hot dog king. Buffalo does Dingus Day better, undisputed. I think you're right on that. Buffalo's the Dingus Day king. Better than anywhere in Poland. I mean, it is kind of a Polish Buffalo thing more than anything else. And I'll put it against any Dingus Day celebration that you might have around the country. Somebody's saying that the fish fry is actually better in Buffalo than it is anywhere, even in Pittsburgh or some of these other places that kind of have that long-standing tradition. Someone says Buffalo does complaining better than anybody. You might. I don't know. We do a lot of it. We could be up there. Some of my favorites, though, on the text board, 803-0930, we're better than anyone at saying if we build a dome, we can host the Super Bowl. Yes, I think we're the undisputed king of that over the last several years. And we are better at paying our health commissioner than anybody. We might have taken the crown over the last couple years. So we're the undisputed king of a few things here in Buffalo and Western New York. 803-0930, you're listening to Brian Mazurowski on WBEN. Right, Brian Mazurowski back with you here on WBEN. And, you know, we're talking about things today that Buffalo does better than anybody. Undisputed. You know, what could those things be? I want to go to something on our text board really quick. Somebody said, helping each other no matter what. Buffalo does better than anybody. I'd like to invite that person in here. You can read our text board one day and see if you still want to come up with that suggestion. Anyways, the whole reason we're talking about this, let's bring on Nate Geary. Nate Geary was with Alton Brown yesterday looking to remedy the situation. Nate, Alton Brown became, you know, Buffalo public enemy number like 8 or something like that on the list when a few years back he basically said, if you want a good wing, don't go to Buffalo. And everyone scoffed. They said, what? The exact opposite is true. Now, how did we go from that to you taking him around town to show him what a good wing is?
It's a great question. You know how these things start on social media, but essentially, I happened to be on Twitter and I was looking for, if you're familiar with Cameo, Cameo is a website that you can pay a celebrity to, you know, sing you a happy birthday or send a greeting, or, you know, you can do a business video, whatever you want to do, right? So I was looking for a Food Network star to feature on my podcast, and I wanted to do like a promotion video for it, right? So I'm on Twitter and I say something along the lines of, oh man, you know, I'd really love to have Elton Brown do my video, but he's real expensive on Cameo. It's like $500 or something, right? And so Alton just responded back and said, hey, don't worry about it. You know, I followed you on Twitter. Hit me up in direct message and we'll chat about it. He ended up being an incredibly nice guy, did the video for free for me, and then asked me to essentially, you know, bring him around town and try some wing places. He was very much looking for a redemption tour. So when Alton Brown asks you to be his escort around Buffalo for chicken wings, as a Buffalonian, not only did I feel obligated, but I'll say this. A lot of people, you mentioned he's mortal enemy number or whatever it is. You know, we tend to, in Western New York, villainize folks who have, you know, takes that maybe don't coincide with ours about our food in particular. It's one thing we're very proud about. So I let Alton know that, and he came in with an open mind, kind of ready to be proven wrong, which is always good. And surprisingly enough, it was the pizzeria wings that really did him in, that I think really changed his mind. But, he is a gentleman. He's incredibly fun, conversational. And for everyone who says, don't meet your heroes, in this case, it worked out. I thought Alton was, I'm a big Food Network fan. He's no longer with Food Network, but, you know, I used to watch Cutthroat Kitchen and Iron Chef America. So I kind of grew up with Alton in my living room, and it was very surreal, very cool. But what was most cool about it, Brian, was just like, you know, as celebrities, they tend to be non-relatable to people. He and his wife were very relatable. They were easy to talk to, and that's probably the best thing I could say about him. He was a real joy to take around town, and he didn't come in with a negative mind, thinking that it was going to be impossible to change his mind, which I think is always important when you're trying to be proven wrong. You kind of have to leave yourself the option of being proven wrong, and he did. And I'm glad that we were able to help him, you know, really see the light on Buffalo Wings, because of course they are really something we do better than anyone else.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I mean, you said it right there. We take things personally, so I'm sure he got the feedback immediately after that video. But I'm wondering if you got to the bottom of what caused that take originally, you know, all those years ago. Was it simply one bad experience with a wing here in Buffalo? Was it something else? Was it a wing he tasted somewhere else that he said there's no way anybody could do it better? Were you able to kind of pick his brain a little bit into, you know, how did you come up with that position all those years ago that Buffalo didn't do wings as well as anybody else?
So I tried to get a little bit more of a backstory. I tried to understand, you know, where he went. He didn't want to tell me where he went. And I think the reason was I think he wanted me to bring him to the places that I would bring somebody and not let a bad experience there, you know, before deter me from taking him there. So he didn't tell me where he went and had poor experiences. But what he basically said is, and what I learned before taking him out, was that sauces were sort of secondary to him. Is the thing that he was like, that he really wanted to do at every place. We got a specialty wing everywhere, but we also got a baseline medium. So we get to try everyone's medium wing as sort of like the benchmark, right? Like, here is the one wing I can compare X, Y, and Z to, because it's all the same, you know, quote, flavor or profile or whatever it might be, right? So we did that, and he really happened to like Lenova's medium chicken wing. And what he told me before was, almost the wings were too saucy and soggy. And I said, when he told me soggy was the word that he used, immediately I knew, well, okay, I'm going to cross out a couple places that I know use a lot of sauce, and I'm going to go to places that do, you know, a deep fry and a char, right? So that it's that extra amount of, you know, you get the black grill lines, you get the smoky flavor. So I was kind of looking for places that were going to make sure they were sort of uber crunchy and uber crispy. And once I knew that, I kind of knew where to steer them. So he did give me enough information to make my decisions a little bit easier for me, but he was insistent. He did not want to tell me, hey, I went to X and it was a bad experience, I'll never go back. He wanted me to bring him back to places I'm sure that he had before, because it's very possible, too, that he just, you know, ordered the wrong wing or, you know, maybe went the wrong time. So I'm hoping he liked all three places we went to. We ended up going with Andrew from the Buffalo News as well. He ended up going to Duff's afterwards as well. So he got the Duff's experience over on Sheridan, you know, the one by us over there at the studio, which is another great location. So, yeah, all in all, I think he had a good experience, and he had nothing but good things to say about Buffalo, which is always what you love to hear from people that are at a celebrity status. You know, it's a little validating, but when you live here your whole life, you like people to enjoy the things and the culture and the activities you get to do in Western New York, because that really is a very unique city.
It's nice, even among those of us who say we don't care about the outside criticism. It is nice when you get that validation, right?
We do, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you hit on something. Now, this is why I believe that Buffalo has the best wings, period. It's undisputed, and you can't go anywhere and get something better. And it's why I like, I love to go to the Swanee House. I love to go to Caputi's. I love to go to these places where you get the wing itself is good. The sauce is secondary in my mind. Because to me, anyone should be able to make a good sauce. Or if not, buy a good sauce, because we bottle it up here and ship it to you. It's the wing itself that nobody can really do well outside of Western New York. The fryer isn't the right temperature. They're not in the proper amount of time. The wing is either too small or just not the right type to get that perfect crispiness and piping hot temperature when it's delivered to your table. And that, to me, I don't know about you, Nate, that to me is the mark of a good wing. It starts with the wing itself more than the sauce.
100%, and I think size can get overrated with wings. I don't need some sort of, you know, dino leg wing where it's, you know, gigantic. And see, for me, it's all about the outside texture. But when you bite into a wing, to me, it's a little bit of a turnoff if you get too much moist, soggy wetness from the meat. You know, I need it to be cooked thorough and extra crispy on the outside. But you're totally right. When you go other places, it's the way they're cooked. It's the type of oil that they're cooked in. And, you know, I think for me with Buffalo, the thing that everybody kind of figures out is we'll have our own signature sauce. But some places, you know, in Buffalo, you might find a brined wing, which is going to bring a totally different flavor profile, right? You might go with a place that does a wood-fired wing. And I know a couple of places in Buffalo do a really good one. But for the most part, everybody, other than a couple of one-offs, all make them the same, and they're all pretty much sourced from the same place. So how can you walk down the street, have wings at a place that sources their wings from the same place, has the same fry oil, you know, probably has the same damn fryer, and how could they be so fundamentally different? And I think that's what makes the uniqueness of Buffalo. And I told Alton, I categorize wing joints in three types of places: sports bars, dive bars, and what was it there? Or pizzerias. So those are the sort of three categories of wings for me, and I wanted to make sure that I got him all three of those, because I do think you do get a little bit of a different experience, a different wing. You're going to have way more variety of wing sauces at sports bars. Dive bars will have, you know, one or two of their, quote, specialties, and, you know, at a pizzeria, you might get 50 different sauces, right? So it's and with the pizzerias, you're going to get the pit, so you're going to get that extra cook off at the end. So I wanted him to make sure he tried all sort of three categories, as I would put it, of the types of wings in Buffalo. But you're totally right, Vinez. Like it's amazing to me that when it's just fryer chicken, and this was the best quote of the night, though, or the afternoon, I should say, is we were talking about, you know, breading wings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped us and he said, "A breaded wing will never touch these lips."
I don't know if I go that far myself. I'm interested to see if it's any. I've never had a breaded wing. I got to be honest with you. I just.
Neither have I.
Why would I? But maybe I should try it.
Dude, that's the question: is why would you? What are you trying to change about something so perfect?
That's an excellent point. All right, before I let you go, You know, it's the question we've been asking this morning. Wings, I can say, I think, without a doubt, we do them better than anybody else. Period. Full stop. Is there anything else in Buffalo? And it doesn't have to be food. Anything else you say Buffalo does better than anywhere in the country, undisputed?
It's probably one of the things I think we do very well in Buffalo is we take advantage of our limited summer months. We fit a year's worth of activities into about five condensed months. So we are efficient. We know how to have a good time in the summer. We consume enough beer that, you know, most cities might consume in a full year. We consume that summer beer within about a five-month concentration. So I would say that taking advantage of our limited nice weather in Buffalo is something we're very good at. But the other thing, I think this is probably obvious, but like outdoor barbecuing and tailgating, you know, and listen, I mean, I played high school football in Western New York. I mean, we tailgated high school football games. We can find a tailgate out of anything. I know people that have pre-gamed and tailgated a funeral before. So that is just Buffalo. People like to create an experience. They like to bring their friends together. And instead of the neighborhood bar in the summer times, it really becomes like the neighborhood grill. And everyone's sort of surrounding the grill with their favorite beers and their favorite meats to cook and smoke. So I would say most of what Buffalo does great happens in between like May and September. And that's hard because, you know, states where you've got nice weather year round, you get to take advantage of it. And it's not as much of like appointment activity like summer is here.
Right.
We don't miss it. We don't miss an opportunity to party.
I'm going to narrow that down for you, Luke, because I like the idea. I think you're on the right path. But I don't know if I can undisputed say that, you know, maybe Minnesota for the like 2 weeks they have of nice weather a year, they're really living it up or something like that. I can't say for sure. But I, on that same vein, I think what you're aiming for here is we in Western New York can utilize the outdoor party tent better than any, whether it's a lawn fete, a beer fest, a graduation party, you name it. That big tent with the pole in the middle that somebody ties to a stake on the ground, we use it better than anybody.
Big business is the tent companies in Western New York in the summer. Like that is the peak of big business.
I like it. Hey, Nate, thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure, man.
All right. Nate Geary was out and about with Alton Brown yesterday, changing his mind on the Buffalo Wing. You know, turning it from what Alton Brown said a few years ago in the video that got millions and millions of views, that if you want a good Buffalo wing, don't go to Buffalo. Are you kidding me? Turning that around and saying, actually, wait, I made a mistake. Actually, we do pretty darn good wings. And I would say we're the undisputed leader in Buffalo wings. I like what Nate said there. Like I said, I think he's on the right track. I'm looking for undisputed. I can. There's not a doubt in my mind when I say the best wings are here in Buffalo. Even a mediocre wing in Buffalo is going to be better than anything you eat anywhere else. I say that, and I don't have any reservation. I liked where he was going, getting the most out of summer, a jam-packed summer. I like it. He's on the right track. I think what you want to get right there is it's the party tent. We get more use and better use out of one of those party tents than anyone else. From a lawn fete to the beer tent at whatever festival you're at, every party in a backyard over the summer, the party. And actually, you can carry that over to the smaller cousin of the big party tent, the pop-up tent, for your tailgate. That awning that shields you from any rain or sun gets better use here in Buffalo and Western New York than it does anywhere in the country. I think that's a fact. I'll go around saying that. I'll add it to my list. Wings and party tents. And a few people texting in, too, at 803-0930. Great suggestions. The amount of people who say, why didn't you bring him here? Why didn't you bring him here? I think showcases the fact that we have better wings because everybody has their own suggestion. And I'm not going to disagree with any of them. I have my favorite places. Can I say hands down they're better than your favorite places? No, they're just kind of my favorite places. They're probably my favorite places because they're either A, close to me, or it's just something I think of all the time, right? It's just out of habit. And I'm sure if I went to your favorite places, I'd be like, yeah, you're right. These are awesome. And that's why Buffalo is the home of the wing. A lot of you have chimed in with beef on weck. And I'll say this about beef on weck. I won't put that on the list. Because, of course, Buffalo does beef on weck better than anybody. However, beef on weck is just simply not a thing anywhere else. You know, at least Dingus Day, I'll give you other places try. They try to make it a thing. And we blow them out of the water. Beef on weck isn't even in the realm of consciousness of anywhere outside of Western New York. Go to Rochester and try and get a beef on weck. I mean, it's right there, and you have a hard time. And if you find one, which I have before, it stinks. But that's as close as you can go with, you know, there's a reason why they, Charlie the Butcher, you know, puts in a little thing, the caraway seeds and the salt, so that you can make one and ship it to your family, because you can't get any. It just simply doesn't exist. So if nobody else is trying, I can't give us the crown. That's just simply a Buffalo thing. It's not that Buffalo is the king. The same goes for this. Now, I would say Buffalo is better than anybody else, and I agree with the person who texted in. We're better at drawing the peace bridge than anybody else. We've seen so many drawings. I'll expand it. Nate's suggestion, I narrowed it down. Yours, I'll expand it. You can just say renderings. Does Buffalo do a rendering better than anybody else at this point? You might have an argument there. I like the suggestion. Thanks. Keep them coming all throughout the day. I'll be back here tomorrow. Hey, pierogi? There you go. You can have that. I don't know if I'd say for sure, but you know, bring Alton Brown back, put us against Pittsburgh and Cleveland. It's all these other Rust Belt cities, though, with the same traditions, the fish fry, the pierogi, the attempts at Dingus Day. It's all those that you really have to compare. But hey, bring it back. I'll be back here tomorrow on BMAS and BMAR on WBEN.